This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I was just helping a friend who was looking for a psychotherapist. I have a psychologist friend who I trust, but she's become more of an author and media celebrity. So she gave me a list of therapists she trusts. And at the top of her list, I kid you not, is BetterHelp.com. And it's not just her. Check out the reviews at BetterHelp.com/reviews. There's 1.7 million of them, with an average live therapy session rating of 4.9 out of 5. That's because these aren't random online therapists, but vetted ones with at least 3 years and 1,000 hours of experience and certifications across a wide range of specialties. It's easy to get started. Just go to BetterHelp.com, answer a few questions, and get matched with a therapist based on your needs. Switch whenever you like if it's not the right fit. So see the reviews, see what stands out, and see if BetterHelp is right for you. Visit BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. It took a special company to convince me to do an ad for clothing, and that company is Quince. Imagine buying fewer, better pieces you love to wear all the time instead of an infinite scroll of crap. The best piece I got so far is a navy blue button-down shirt, the organic cotton stretch textured twill shirt, and it replaces like six others that got stolen from the laundromat last month. Feels different, fits different, and washes great. No crunchy crease in the elbows or itchy seams at the wrist, just soft structure, refined, casual details, no strings dangling. You'll see it in my next monologue. So buy less, buy better, look great, win jobs, meet lovers, organically, ethically, and at reasonable prices with Quince. Have a closet of keepers, not landfill. Upgrade your everyday. Download the Quince app for app-exclusive offers or go to quince.com/teamhuman. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That's quince.com/teamhuman.
With no fees or minimums on checking accounts, it's no wonder the Capital One Bank guy is so passionate about banking with Capital One. If he were here, he wouldn't just tell you about no fees or minimums. He'd also talk about how most Capital One cafes are open 7 days a week to assist with your banking needs. Yep, even on weekends, it's pretty much all he talks about. In a good way. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
You're on Team Human, Conscious Intervention in the Machine. This is a special bonus episode announcement. Yes, I've gone and done it. I wrote another book. It's called Survival of the Richest, Escape Fantasies of the Tech Billionaires. It comes out September 6th. I'm really excited about it. It's a very different sort of book where I am really just, I don't know, end of career chutzpah, coming out and just kind of telling it like I see it. We always knew, but now we know. The tech elite mean to leave us all behind. I found this out when I traveled to a remote resort to deliver what was supposed to be a talk for a group of tech investors, and it turned out to be something of a consult to five ultra wealthy men about their apocalypse survival strategies. So I thought I was there to do a talk on the future of the digital economy, but it was just five guys. They came right into the green room. They sat down and started telling me about their preparations for what they called the event, the coming plague, rebellion, nuclear disaster, or climate catastrophe that was going to take down the whole of society. And I would have laughed if I wasn't so horrified by the fact that the wealthiest, most powerful men I had ever met had already accepted the inevitability of society's collapse, and the best they could do was plan their escape from the rest of us. They spent the majority of their hour with me just asking how to maintain control of their security staff after their money was worthless. I remember I told them to pay for their head of security's daughter's bat mitzvah today, and the guy might be less likely to shoot him in the back tomorrow. And they didn't get it. But everybody else did, including most of you. I wrote the story on Medium, and a lot of people saw it, and I even got a movie deal. But the whole saga, it set me off on a multi-year journey to understand the mindset leading the wealthy to believe that as long as they have enough money and the right technology, they can break the laws of physics, economics, and morality to escape a disaster of their own making. They are preparing for a digital future that has less to do with making the world a better place for humanity than transcending the human condition altogether. A lot of us remember when these billionaires once showered the world with optimistic business plans for how technology is going to benefit human society. And now they've reduced technological progress to a video game that one of them wins by finding the escape hatch. So will it be Bezos migrating to space on Blue Origin, or Peter Thiel to his New Zealand compound, or Zuckerberg to his metaverse, or Musk into the Twitterverse, I guess? This is an out of sight, out of mind externalization of poverty and poison. But the collateral damage doesn't go away because we've covered our eyes with VR goggles. The longer we ignore the social, economic, and environmental repercussions, the more of a problem they become. Then this in turn motivates even more withdrawal, isolation, and apocalyptic fantasy. The mindset is based in a staunchly atheistic and materialist scientism. It's based in a faith in technology to solve problems. It's based in an adherence to the biases of digital code. It depends on an understanding of human relationships as market phenomena. And it comes from a fear of nature and women and a need to see one's own contributions as utterly unique innovations without precedent. And it comes out of an urge to neutralize the unknown by dominating it and deanimating it. I guess the techno-solutionist future climaxes finally by uploading our economy to the blockchain and our minds to the cloud. We just level up like 0 to 1 in the ultimate exit strategy. Like the plot of a Marvel blockbuster, the very structure of the mindset requires an end game. Everything has to resolve to a 1 or a 0, a winner, a loser, the saved or the damned, the bankrupt or the IPO. This fatalist drive to rise above and separate from humanity, it's no more the result of runaway digital capitalism than its cause, a way of treating one another and the world that could be traced all the way back to the sociopathic tendencies of empirical science and individualism and sexual domination and perhaps even progress itself. But the mindset can be denaturalized and replaced with something a whole lot better. Those of us who recognize that we've been here before, we're the ones who have to call attention to where we're heading. You know, today, that means acting as a counterculture to the mindset. We have to introduce circularity where they see only arrows, and we have to bring thoughtful, long-term thinking where they can only strive for immediate escape. We still have choices. Mine was to chronicle my experiences with the tech elite over the years as honestly as possible and call out the ways in which all of our dreams for a better future too often involved externalizing harm to others or ignoring today's impacts for tomorrow's promised gains. I mean, just The announcement of this book has already led to the cancellation of 2 speaking events by sponsors who fear being associated with a critique of runaway exponential capitalism. I mean, I guess many of them are still trying to sell runaway exponential capitalism as a desired and attainable outcome. So the fact that people are recognizing there's enough in this book to be dangerous, enough in this book to put me on the record as maybe against the efforts of these people, I take that as a good sign. The other thing I really like about this book is it's not a polemic. You know, a friend of mine told me that her favorite parts of my books were always the stories, and the ideas I've been trying to express have made the most sense to her when I've told them through the experiences of real people. And so that's what I did here. In this new book, Survival of the Richest, Escape Fantasies of the Tech Billionaires, I chronicle my adventures with the tech, scientific, and just plain wealthy elite. The guys building bunkers for their families, or servers for their brains, or also the dudes coming back from Burning Man with new models for civilization, or coming back from the Amazon rainforest with patents on psychedelic plants. I tell a whole lot of stories. I tell the story when I'm really young, like 28, and I get to meet Richard Dawkins and these other big scientists at a party in New York back in the 90s. And I got laughed out of the room for suggesting that we might live in a moral universe. I remember they called me Dawkins. He called me a moralist. Then, 20, 30 years later, it's these guys who ended up on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express. And no, not because they're deviants necessarily, but because they're view of evolution dovetailed just a bit too conveniently with Epstein's dreams of fathering the new master race. I tell the story about these tech guys who are watching the January 6th riots and then musing on, well, what if you could push a button that would just change all these people's minds? Or what if you could push a button and just make all these people disappear? I mean, they're really talking about humanity this way, you know, hoping that they could somehow use computers and behavioral science or something to just reprogram these people, you know. And that's the thing about the mindset. It's a belief system that can lead you down some pretty dark paths. And I think it pretty well describes the one we're on as a society right now. So yes, I'd love you to support this book by pre-ordering it, or better yet, asking your library to carry it, or to carry 5 copies. It's being published by an employee-owned company, W.W. Norton, and being published in as friendly a fashion as possible. But most importantly, I'm hoping you will just read the book by any means necessary, and then join me and others in imagining a better path forward. We do not have to buy into the apocalypse for which these billionaires are actively preparing, and in some cases are intentionally accelerating. There's no way out except through, and we can only make it through together. I'm Douglas Rushkoff, and you've been on a special bonus announcement episode of Team Human. I'm sorry if it was a shameful self-promotion, but I really, you're the team, right? So I can tell you. So thanks for listening. I'm really proud of this book. I hope you all like it too. And I'll be back next week with another real, regular, fun episode of Team Human.
With no fees or minimums on checking accounts, it's no wonder the Capital One Bank guy is so passionate about banking with Capital One. If he were here, he wouldn't just tell you about no fees or minimums. He'd also talk about how most Capital One cafes are open 7 days a week to assist with your banking needs. Yep, even on weekends, it's pretty much all he talks about. In a good way. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.